Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Virginia Knowlton Marcus, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Disability Law Center. And Virginia is here this morning to talk to us about the state of disability in our area and how we can help make this a better community for all of us to live in. So, Virginia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Maryland Disability Law Center?
I would love to. Thank you. Maryland Disability Law Center is a nonprofit law firm. We provide free legal services to people with all types of disabilities of all ages throughout the state of Maryland.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been with the center?
So I've been with Maryland Disability Law Center for over 7 years now. And I've been doing this kind of civil rights advocacy for about 20 years.
Wow. So, and you're, I know that you've been with, you're relatively new to Baltimore.
Yes, I moved to Baltimore to take the job. I moved here with my dog. I didn't know a soul, and I love it.
Good, good, good. The center has been around for a while now, so I guess it's been through a lot of different changes?
Yes, absolutely. So Maryland Disability Law Center was established back in the 1970s as an outgrowth of the civil rights movements.
Mm-hmm.
People with disabilities began demanding their rights, and there was a large outcry against the squalid, horrible conditions in the large institutions for people with disabilities. And the Kennedy family took up the call for change, and soon Congress decided to do something, take some action. So they created a network of organizations like MDLC. So we're part of a national network. There's an organization like ours in every state and territory advocating for people who have disabilities.
Yeah, and it's much needed over the years. Things have improved, but things in some ways have not changed much, have they?
That's right. I mean, a lot of times I feel like we have to fight very hard just to stay in the same place, just to defend the rights that we have already managed to eke out for people with disabilities. And if we can move the ball forward, then we're doing excellent.
Yeah, yeah. And it always is a matter of as you've said, fighting the efforts to frankly roll back. And it's funny how that happens, isn't it? Because when a stride is made, I tell folks, if you don't use your rights, you don't have rights. And I think it's the same way with the laws. I mean, a law can be made, but unless it's enforced, what good is it?
That's right. And we can never rest. A lot of the issues that we deal with are rooted in poverty. So change is difficult, and it requires coordinated, concerted effort over time. So we really work hard to take the limited resources at our disposal and build the capacity of the community to help us work for change, to empower people with disabilities and their families and advocates so that they know what their rights are and understand the systems that are erected to serve them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does the center do that?
So we use an array of advocacy strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is for everyone that contacts our organizations with an issue to leave in a better place than before they made the contact. So sometimes they're not in the right place. We don't handle a particular matter. So we provide that information and the referral information so that they can pursue the matter. We provide education training. We create publications. We do a lot of outreach and education for a wide range of groups on a wide range of matters all over the state. And, of course, we provide legal advice and individual representation and large systemic litigation that impacts large groups of people with disabilities.
How can someone find out more information?
Well, most people who want legal help from MDLC simply call us up. Our number is 410-727-6352, or 800 number is 233-7201. And for more information about MDLC, you can simply visit our website. That's the easiest mm-hmm. way. If you have computer access, we're mdlclaw.org. And we also have our newest annual report, which we, to save resources, produce every 2 years, and that's up on our website also. And so you can get a nice snapshot of some of the work that we do, the outreach, the training, the individual cases, the impact litigation.
Okay.
Just a sampling.
If someone is interested in your services, for example, do you do training that folks could call and find out about?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a lot of training for groups in Baltimore and throughout the state of Maryland. Some of the matters that we have recently provided public information about is special education, from soup to nuts in special education. We're working to increase attendance, and we are working to decrease expulsion, suspension, and discipline practices. And then when kids are in school, to help them get the range of services that are going to help them make educational progress. We have a juvenile justice project. We do a fair amount of fair housing work to increase affordable, accessible housing for people with disabilities, help them obtain and keep housing. We do a lot of Medicaid work, helping people who are Medicaid recipients to get the services they need. We find that frequently the treating physician will say that a person needs a service or a piece of medical equipment, and the managed care organization will say no. We'll take those appeals. We do a lot of work trying to change systems that serve people with disabilities so that they will do so in a more individualized and integrated manner, so that people can be included in their communities and really participate in the life of the community and achieve their fullest potential.
Could you tell us, some examples of what the center's been doing in the last year or so in these areas? In other words, have you made some strides?
Yes, we have made some progress. So far this year, we've been very active in Annapolis, again, trying to keep harmful policies from being enacted and trying to get helpful policies enacted. It's been very important to prevent public policies that are discriminatory and unfairly targeting people with psychiatric disabilities. This particular legislative session, we were also successful in getting legislation through that will allow people with disabilities to enforce existing law, the Maryland Accessibility Code. So that was a victory for us. Also in fair housing, we continue to enforce our settlement agreement in a case known as Bailey, in which we stopped the Housing Authority of Baltimore City from discriminating against people with disabilities and help folks get access to public subsidized housing. So through that settlement agreement, we have successfully managed to create hundreds of new affordable, accessible housing opportunities for people with disabilities.
That's wonderful.
Baltimore, in and around Baltimore. Yeah, it's great. In a variety of zip codes, not segregated, but where people choose to live in higher opportunity areas.
That's great. That's great. And that as everyone knows, is a gateway to all kinds of other positive changes in somebody's life.
Absolutely. And you really cannot effectuate deinstitutionalization. You know, people with disabilities have been clamoring for years that they want to be out of the segregated institutions. They want to be in homes like everybody else, in neighborhoods like everybody else, included. And you can't really do that if the housing is not there. So you can't just do it by changing Medicaid law. You have to also do the fair housing work as a partner to that.
Yeah. And you also do education, which means that you're available for lectures and things like that?
Yes, we do a lot of training in special education. We work in broad coalitions. We lead a group called the Education Advocacy Coalition that is statewide, working at the state level for policy changes such as an end to the zero tolerance policies that push kids out of school and into the school-to-prison pipeline, and against restraint and seclusion in schools, and instead positive behavioral interventions that will help kids learn the appropriate way to conduct themselves in school so that everybody can learn. We're making great strides in that area. In fact, we get so much demand for our special education advocacy that we have two intake workers on the phones when people call. One person does nothing but special education, and the other one does everything else. We also, in this last year, settled one of the longest-running special education class actions in history, I believe. The case was known as Vaughn G., and it was a long-running case with Baltimore City Public Schools trying to enforce federal special education law.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. We've got a couple minutes left, and I wanted to first, let's talk about volunteers. Sure. Do you need volunteers and contributions?
We always need contributions. We are still primarily federally funded, but the federal share of our funding has been shrinking, and of course, we got hit by sequestration pretty hard. So we are in need of donations, and the public support has been slowly increasing as a share of our funding, and we really appreciate that. It has helped us keep our staff working hard for people with disabilities that need their help.
And who should they get in contact with?
They can call the office. They can check the website. If you go to our homepage at www.mdlclaw.org, there's a donate button. Our board of directors is also just beginning to plan a special event for October 29th. That's going to be, it will have Justice Thurgood Marshall, the late great, as a theme. And one of our board members is going to portray Thurgood Marshall in a one-man, one-act play. And it's going to be a great performance. We hope that people will attend.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it'll be great.
October 29th.
Yes.
You'll have to come back.
Okay.
Come back. Come back. Come back and publicize it.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds great. I mentioned about the state of disability. We've got about 2 minutes left. What needs to be done? We're at the end of an Annapolis session, and we're looking at the summer. But what needs to be done, and how can our listeners help?
Well, interesting that you should ask. So as we speak, there's a national group of disability rights advocates known as ADAPT. I've been following them on Twitter today, and they have been in Washington, D.C., taking direct action, marching, demonstrating, getting arrested. Right now, they're at HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and they are demanding that the Secretary of HUD issue a letter that will advance their rights under the Olmstead decision. This is a U.S. Supreme Court decision that said that it's discrimination under the Americans with Disabilities Act to keep people in institutions instead of allowing them to live in the community. And this group and many others believe that the administration could do much more to make sure to enforce the Olmstead decision and get people out of facilities and into the community.
Yeah. And as you started this discussion, how long ago was the Olmstead decision made?
1999.
Yeah. And then here we are 14 years later, still trying to get it enforced.
That's right. Yeah. And when it first came down, we thought it was, you know, from heaven itself. And here we are still fighting for it. Like you said, it's in the beginning of the conversation, you said it's not enough to have rights. You have to fight for them. And that's what we do.
Amen. And that's why the Maryland Disability Law Center is working. Anyway, could you please give us that? We're just about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Yes, I would love to. So our phone number to call for legal help, and this is with disability-related legal matters, 410-727-6352. Our website is www.mdlclaw.org. That's mdlclaw.org.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Virginia Knowlton Marcus, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Disability Law Center, for being our guest today. Thank you, Virginia.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
We will. Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.